Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on the Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're celebrating the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending January 10th, 2015. This week, the hit list shakes off its holiday hangover and gets back to work. The action starts in fifth place, where Meghan Trainor stages a big comeback with a song that never really went away. I'll fill you in after All About That Bass.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Meghan Trainor rebounds five slots to fifth place with her former eight-week champion, All About That Bass. It's this week's top streaming gainer. In fact, it's number one on the Billboard streaming chart. And the good news doesn't stop there for Meghan. Lips Are Moving also jumps a slot to fourth place while taking second place on the streaming chart. That means 21-year-old Meghan has the two most streamed songs in the country. And does she have even more hits to come? Stay with me for details.
I know you're lying, 'cause your lips are
Meghan Trainor is on a roll this week. All About That Bass takes fifth place, with Lips Are Movin' moving into the fourth place slot. Meghan's latest single, Dear Future Husband, re-enters the Hot 100 in 64th place, while her first full-length album, Title, drops next week. This young singer is a force to be reckoned with in this new year. Dipping a slot to number three is Hozier, who laid out his life to Forbes magazine in a recent interview. We'll take a closer look after Take Me to Church.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life.
Hozier steps back a slot to number three with Take Me to Church. Forbes magazine recently named the Irish singer to its 30 under 30 list of young achievers. He's currently 24. In an interview, Hozier says his average bedtime is 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. His parents put all their money into his education. David Bowie is his dream mentor, and his phone is the one gadget he can't live without. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars prepare to storm the Hot 100 throne room as Uptown Funk jumps to second place. Who was the last male artist to top the chart? This is a test of your long-term memory. I'll tell you after the song.
Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown Funk. Just watch.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars kick it up a slot to second place with Uptown Funk. If it goes all the way to number one, it will be the first Hot 100 champ to feature a male artist since last August, when Magic reigned for 6 weeks with Rude. That makes a record-tying 19 weeks for the females. And Taylor Swift had a lot to do with it. She's your number one for a seventh frame with Blank Space.
'Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. Or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby. And I'll write your name.
Taylor Swift rules the Hot 100 Pop Singles list for a seventh week with Blank Space. This is the 19th straight week of female Hot 100 domination, tying a record first set from May 7th through September 10th, 2005. Back then, Gwen Stefani, Mariah Carey, and Carrie Underwood shared the prize. Well, it's a new year, but the rules remain the same. Only the top five biggest hits in the land need apply. So join me next week for a new list. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.